This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As Israeli forces advance deeper into the southern city of Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out a major terrorist attack on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakusara has the story.
It's time for this war to end.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to.
Israel has made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
Phase one calls for a six-week temporary pause in fighting. During phase two, Israeli forces would withdraw completely from Gaza in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. In the third and final phase, Gaza reconstruction would begin and the remains of all deceased hostages returned. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News, Washington.
United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has told a gathering of top security officials he doesn't see war with China as imminent nor unavoidable, despite rapidly escalating tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Austin stressed the importance of renewed dialogue between him and his Chinese counterpart in avoiding miscalculations and misunderstandings. Austin's comments Saturday at the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore came the day after he met for more than an hour on the sidelines with Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun, the first in-person meeting between the top defense officials since contacts between the American and Chinese militaries broke down in 2022. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's media crackdown is continuing to affect international journalists. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A court in Russia has ordered a detained Russian-American journalist to be held until at least August 5, pending investigation and trial, a further step in the Kremlin's crackdown on dissent and free speech. Alsu Gurmashiva, an editor for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Tata Bashkir service, was taken into custody on October 18 and charged with failing to register as a foreign agent while collecting information about the Russian military. Later, she was also charged with spreading false information about the military. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Ukraine said Russia pummeled the country's energy infrastructure with a large-scale drone and missile attack, injuring at least 19 people. The Ukrainian military reported that it downed 35 out of 53 missiles launched across the country overnight. 46 out of 47 attack drones were also shot down. Instead, injuries were reported by officials across the country, including in Ukraine's western Lviv region and the central Dnipropetrovsk region. The strikes were part of a series of sustained attacks by Russia against Ukraine's power grid, which has been ongoing since March. Waterborne diseases are now a risk in Brazil's southernmost state, authorities say, as residents begin to return to flooded homes and clean up after catastrophic floods that killed at least 169 people. Reuters correspondent Siakir Jasny reports.
That followed heavy rains in late April, which swelled rivers and lakes in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, displacing over 580,000 people. The disease known as leptospirosis, spread by red urine and stale water, has become a top concern as cases have risen in recent weeks. To meet the high demand for medical care, field hospitals and mobile teams have been set up in the state, already assisting thousands. Residents returning to their home may face yet more challenges, however, including venomous snakes, scorpions, and spiders seeking shelter from rainwater in drier places. Officials warn it's all likely to leave a lasting mental scars on the people of the area.
Siakir Jasny from Reuters. Indians have begun voting in the last round of a six-week-long national election that is a referendum on Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decade in power. The election will test the limits of his political dominance as he seeks a third straight victory. The seventh round of voting in 57 constituencies across seven states and one union territory will complete polling for all 543 seats in the powerful lower house of parliament. Most polls show Modi and his Bharatiya Janata Party leading over the broad opposition alliance that's challenging them. The votes will be counted on Tuesday, with results expected by the end of the day. I'm Alexis Strope.